USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tropical Storm Barry expected to dump as much as 2 feet of rain in the Mississippi Valley today, as that slow-moving storm is losing strength and will likely be downgraded before the day is over to a tropical depression. Yesterday, Governor John Bel Edwards told reporters President Trump had reached out to him earlier in the day.
He asked me to tell the people of Louisiana that he said hello and that he's certainly pulling for us and he's working to ensure that we get the assistance we need.
Residents near rivers in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Arkansas and in low-lying areas of those states are being told to be ready to evacuate. The lights are back on in Manhattan after a power outage over a big section of downtown New York City last night affected over 75,000 people, lasting for several hours, a transformer explosion reportedly to blame. And this is USA Radio News.
Right now, you can get 5 cents off every gallon of fuel every day. That's 5 cents off every gallon with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you can earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. It's quick and easy to join. Just visit makeitcount.com/radio or download the free app. So start saving today with Make It Count from Marathon. Offer valid only at participating Marathon locations. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Federal immigration officials expected to start rounding up about 2,000 illegal immigrants today in raids across the nation. Immigration and Customs Enforcement will reportedly target about 10 cities, including Chicago, where Mayor Lori Lightfoot says they won't get any help from the city or its police force.
I hope that the president and somewhere his conscience is pricked and he realizes that dangling this sword over people's head is causing great harm and trauma to entire communities.
ICE says they'll be targeting immigrants who have final deportation orders already or are accused of crimes. Immigrant advocates say they're concerned that any immigrant in the nation illegally will get swept up in the raids today. At least one American among 26 people killed by terrorists who opened fire in a hotel in the southern port city of Somalia. It took security forces 11 hours to end that attack. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A one-time Mets and Yankees superstar arrested on drug possession charges. Here's more from USA Radio's John Hunt.
Former New York Mets pitcher Dwight Gooden, who has struggled with substance abuse for years, was arrested for alleged cocaine possession in New Jersey. The famed pitcher was picked up by police in the Homedale Township of New Jersey, about 55 miles south of where Gooden burst onto the scene in 1984 and won National League Rookie of the Year. He was pulled over by police who found two small baggies containing cocaine, according to a criminal complaint written by Police Sergeant Michael Moore and filed by the Monmouth County Prosecutor's Office. Gooden was charged with third-degree possession of a controlled dangerous substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and driving under the influence. He faces a maximum of 5 years behind bars if convicted.
Meanwhile, Hall of Fame pitcher Bob Gibson's being treated for pancreatic cancer. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch says Gibson sent a letter to living Hall of Famers saying that he's being treated for the disease. The 84-year-old St. Louis Cardinals legend was a 9-time All-Star. And nominations will be announced this Tuesday for the Emmy Awards. The final season of Game of Thrones is expected to score several nominations. Other HBO shows likely to get noms are Veep and Sharp Objects. The Emmys will be handed out on September 22nd. Remember to visit our newly redesigned web presence at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.